You said 30 seconds, you're going to tell me something that's going to change my view. What was it, man? About the shooting.
It's not just about the shooting, it's about the country. There was establishments, settlements that were constructed here through time and generations. Those generations, they acknowledge knowledge, but they avoid honesty. What has America done with the fundraising money that was set out to help the poor? That's the question.
Fundraising money?
Collecting money for kids to eat in Africa. Collecting money to help feed Haitians because of the earthquake that happened in 2012, I don't even know. I think it was 12.
So all this money gets collected and disappears?
Yeah, and then they blame your human resources for our debt when we're using 93% of our funds to fund war rather than to help the world. Because we're not thinking about helping the world. What we're doing is creating a genocide within the minds of young public educated students. Private schools get taught the basics of life: math, reading, science, history, straight, no pauses. Us public students, we have to learn American history in fifth grade with Martin Luther King, and then to destroy our mentality in sixth grade with slavery. And then we grow up to see the world, we still see it the same. What has changed? Nothing.
Are you disillusioned by the world you see today?
On the east side of the United States, slavery and segregation was established. Europeans settled in the center of the America, of the United States. On the west side was Russians and Asians, Canadians, Mexicans. They kept the west side great. Medical marijuana, even marijuana point blank is legal on the west side. We can't mess with that structure, that establishment, that settlement that was there, the conquistadors.
Do you like anything about America?
I love America, but the problem is that the new generations that are taking over happen to be the same generation that moved in during World War II. The Europeans still own this country. 1 euro is 10 American dollars. That means 100 euros is 1,000 American dollars. With 100 euros, you can buy a cop. What does that mean? That means while they sit on their lazy ass in Parliament, because it still exists, watching us arrest each other, kill each other, they just build on taxes, and we don't even realize that we're going back into the Boston Massacre, Boston Tea Party, Chicago Massacre. Everything that happened in history is happening over and repeatedly over and over again.
Charleston, South Carolina, last week, a 21-year-old kid came in, white kid, shot 9 black people dead, saying he had to do it. Black people were raping our women and taking over. What, man, what put that in his mind, man? What,
it's
why is all the racism
that their parents fed them as they were young, for the hatred to create the supremacy that still exists
so
in their mind.
So it perpetuates generation after generation?
Yeah, exactly. All they can do is just use their parents' money to create more evil.
What can stop it?
Not just the protests of people holding signs. I'm talking about cities shutting down the school system until it is established and fixed, but there is no private schools, that everything in this country is free as we dreamed it to be, that we don't have to live in poverty, we because there is apartments.
Now I heard you singing when I walked up. It sounded good. What were you singing about?
I was just basically just taking my thoughts and filtering them, because I think I have, as an artist, I think I have a message that children need to hear.
What's and your name?
My name is Kareem Randall, but lyrically, or artistically, my nom de plume is Real Life.
Real Life. Real Life, and also here.
Well, my name's Shamu Blunt. I go by the artist name Y3.
And you got some visual art here.
Yeah.
Some abstracts, it looks like. Some nice work, man. We're here in Union Square Park. You guys are just hanging out. Do you know each other, or did you just meet?
Just the spirit brought us together, man.
Yeah. What were you singing, man? You want to sing a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I said, it's actually a song that I use the interpretation of Stevie Wonder, always.
They say home is where the heart is, where truth resides, where the pain will leave you scarred, where many you've died for lies, the survivors mourn the loss, and we forever traumatized, we make it do with disappointment in the effort to survive. And hopelessness is a word we don't say, but we embrace it like we're giving up on life, and you can see it in our face. We self-sabotage our only real means to success, because poverty's a cycle, it's synonymous with death. Man, them people make them guns to keep people in their place, but nowadays it's people who shooting people in the face. What do you say to them children who lost their mom to the crack addiction? While they staying down the judge getting sentenced for selling crack, they back tatted like a crucifixion from somebody else's mother. But the irony is missing. All the little girls whose father was abusive and sadistic, so she started popping pills and numb the pain while she was stripping. Had a baby at 14, now he lost within the system, trading away her goal for everything else. But listen, listen. Do you know that true love lacks for nothing? And April always comes in spring. Just like ain't no love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you all. Since God gave me a voice to reach the lost souls, it's a message in my music more than raw flows. I tell him pray for forgiveness before the door close. And the mom and dad, I see you at the crossroads. They say it's struggle when you're hard, when you're trying to change. And your negative friends, they looking at you strange. They don't know deep inside that you did the pain. We need to open our eyes and revise our vision to appreciate the gold instead of everything that glistens. Listen.
That was insane, man. Really good.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, but rather than me try to analyze that, I'm going to turn to your artist friend here. What's he saying? What are you hearing in that?
Well, basically what he's saying open up your eyes. It's two different ways. Certain people sell their soul to reach, you know, higher heights as a means to sell your soul, sell your dignity, sell your pride, who are you? And the second is to embrace who you are, because everybody's looking for your creator. That's why we're here. So the search is to find the creator, who are you? And when you try to find the creator, you try to find somebody, the light, the positive, there's always people that's going to look at you different because they're not there yet. They haven't understand. They haven't reached that level. So it's quite discrepancy between two, because one can't understand the other, and the other is trying to teach the other, but the other is so ignorant to listen, he forms his own bubble of his ideas and conceptions. So basically, I think that's where he's coming from, you know? What he's also talking about is like what's going on in the world. A lot of people get confused and get lost, and when they get lost, they can't find their way.
See, that's the thing about music. Music, it marks our time. If I reference Gloria Gaynor, immediately you're going to say, okay, I remember I was in Roseland Ballroom on this day. If I say, yo, I remember me and my mom went to a Bette Miller concert. Okay, it was 1987. Bette Miller had just finished doing Beaches. And you understand what I'm saying? Like, it marks our time. We all remember the song that we got married to. And I mean, we all remember the first song that we kissed the girlfriends to.
Now, I was a little kid sitting out in Iowa in my bedroom in eighth grade. Little white kid. I don't mean to bring race up, but the song that made me cry was Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Yeah, absolutely.
He reached me way out there, that little kid.
See,
you know, you wouldn't expect that.
And what it is through Al Green, God helped you get in touch with an emotion that you needed. You may have had something that you were dealing with at that moment that you may have needed to release and say, you know, that release is what may have saved your life.
So or it may have inspired. I'm in love with you.
Wow.
Whatever you want to do is all right with me. Feel so brand new.
radio. Come on. This is airing on the radio in New Jersey every week.
First name, man?
Eric.
Eric. Last week we were all, you can't say shocked about these shootings anymore. They happen all the time.
Right,
but
right.
How did you feel when you heard about the Charleston shootings?
Well, I believe every man goes through a change in their life to where as though they misunderstood, misappreciated, and not knowing what route to take. So when you going somewhere and you sitting there thinking about praying about something, you gotta know where your mind's standing at. And I guess he wanted to know where his mind was standing at, where as though he shot all them people with no apparent reason. They say it's racist. But in the back of his mind, it could have been civilized. Don't know what he's thinking. You know what I'm saying? He's lost. Because he ain't got no guy. He don't have no belief.
Hurt a lot of people. But God forgive you. And I forgive you.
He already had his gun.
I think his dad gave it to him for his birthday.
They should be blaming his dad then. If you already know your child having issues with other cultures, you don't give that man no type of weapon to hurt, to harm anybody. You gotta first know your child to know your child. If you don't know your child, how you gonna love your child?
Do you think it is the parents' fault sometimes?
Yes.
How someone was raised?
Yes. My child gotta represent me, me being me, who I am, who I stand, what I stand for. Okay, Dad, that was lovely. Now I'm going out there to do what I'm going to do. Either use drugs, sell drugs, rape, you know what I'm saying? Anything other than what your family know that you do. So he had a hidden agenda. His hidden agenda is, I'm going to go kill as many people as I can. That's a hidden agenda, right? There was nobody there for him to talk to. So now, if you go somewhere expecting somebody to talk to you, can break you down from a situation to where you at that point that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So then you say to yourself, I don't have no help. So where my help coming from?
It seemed like no one would do something like that unless they had a mental problem.
It's not just a mental problem, because you don't have to have a mental problem to say, well, today is the day everybody die. All right? Like they say about certain religions. I say about a lot of religions that they believe in wrong things. You know what I'm saying? They send their kids out there to kill a whole lot of people. It's like the Muslims and all that right there.
Are you yourself a Christian or a Muslim?
I'm a Christian. Yes, I am.
Why is racism so pervasive in America? We just can't get rid of it. Is it human nature?
No, it's not human nature. It's in their blood. And that's never going to change. Because if your daddy's doing
it. In the South?
It's never going to change. It's worse in Jersey. So, like I said, it's never going to change.
You see it in our shows out of Jersey City. You say racism's bad in Jersey?
Hell yeah. East Jersey, it's real bad. You ain't know that?
I don't live there. I live here in New York City, you know? You think we all have a little racism inside of us?
Yeah.
What about guns? Do you have a gun?
Why would you ask me that?
I don't have a gun. I'm just saying, what do you think about guns? Do you think they should take them away from people, or what's your stance on it?
Nah, because some people do need a gun. I don't think I need a gun, but I don't carry myself. It don't matter who carries a gun. You can have a gun and still get shot. A person walk up and poke you in your head, cut your throat. So it don't matter if you got a gun or not. Because you're not going to be ready to shoot the next person that's coming up behind your back. That's legit. Oh, I'm not like other people. I'm not from New York. I'm from Pennsylvania. City of brothers and love. All right. And I do love everybody. I don't care how you look or how you sound. I don't care how mad you are. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear about blacks going to kill 100 blacks. You don't hear about white people killing 100 white people. Killing this and killing that. You know, it's hard to be out here that's doing all these murders. I don't know the reason why they're doing all these things. You know what I'm saying? It's called a natural breakdown. So if you break it down, what's there to stop? Who's there to help?
Killing, there ain't no good for nothing else. I'd like to tell you what you can do with it.
So anyway, you were saying.
Yeah, man. Well, you guys, I asked you about Charleston last week, this 21-year-old kid, Dylan Roof, I think was his name, down in South Carolina. Went into a church, hung out for an hour, and then opened up on nine people killed. I believe it was nine people. You said you'd like to speak to that.
I don't want to sound like a tinfoil head, but I believe that this is all been staged, you know what I'm saying?
Staged.
Like, yeah, considering the high racial tensions in America, I mean, this seems to have came at too convenient of a time, you know? I feel like he has been pressured into doing this to, like, you know, try and incite some type of race war to further someone's agenda. Whose agenda, I do not know, but I feel like this has all been instigating and stuff, you know?
It's interesting. I hadn't heard that, but when you say it, I mean, nothing seems impossible these days.
No, nothing is impossible these days, trust me. Anything to keep your eyes off what's really important, you know?
If that was so, who would they be that might have instigated it?
The government.
Yes.
Yes, I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, the media.
If there was a conspiracy to kill these people in this, like you said, convenient order of different police and racial tension, it would, yeah, probably be the media, because then you can make tons of money off of it, like this. You know, you can, no offense.
Just for the record, our station's non-commercial, I don't get paid for this, but I get what you mean.
I'm not saying that.
Talking to two black men that's saying this.
Yeah.
I don't know how many black people you said that spoke their opinion about racial, like, yeah, he's a white guy, and yeah, it's like more racial tension. But before it was cops, now it's just some random psychopath.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That too. I don't think, when I say this, listen to the context I'm putting it in. I don't think that institutionalized racism, you know, the old meaning of the word racism, where you just hate people, right? Those are tribal mental states, right? To see a group of people and to be objectively hateful towards them because there's not many of them and they're in your space, right? Even white people in black neighborhoods kind of like, right? Like, you look at them in a weird way, you know? Like, ooh, yeah. Why are they here? I don't think... I'm saying that, like, if I invite, like, white people or people of different races in my neighborhood, you see it, like, you notice it. It's just a tribal thing in your head. It's just, who's that, you know? The gap between that, or even saying, these lazy Mexicans or something, the gap between that thinking and walking into a church and murdering. Yeah, that's not racism, that's psychopathy.
Do you think we all have a certain degree of inherent racism or prejudice?
Of course. I mean, your brain is made up to make assumptions and then make safe decisions based on those assumptions, right?
And then it's reinforced.
Yeah, it is reinforced. If you saw a lion in the wild, and this is just for this context and the point that I'm trying to make, you're not going to pet the lion to see if it's a nice lion before deciding to just go around it, right? You're just going to avoid it completely and go on the assumptions that you're taught that lions are dangerous animals. Unfortunately, with African Americans in America, it's a bit more complicated, because I would say that they're probably the most collective group of impoverished people in America that you can just kind of watch. There's not many other kinds of people that are like that.
This whole racial tension, especially how this happened during the hype of everything else for the past year, it's been all racial tension, and, you know, the cop, you know, first it was a cop thing, and now it's like, now it turns out to be some random kid sitting behind a church. Every mass shooting, in my opinion, has always led to somebody, like, have some sort of mental state that nobody pays attention to. I mean, regardless if this kid was racial attendant or not, he was, in my opinion, he was already crazy.
Yeah, like, I just don't think you do something like that unless you got big problems.
Maybe.
It's not like something. Even a hardcore, like, racist wouldn't really do like that, you know what I mean? So his mental state definitely plays a major factor.
It's more now based on the hype of everything else. But these are my opinion. I think the media is trying to spark a race war. I don't see it happening, because if there's going to be any war, in my opinion, I think it's more of, like, political agenda. But I think they're using race as a wild card just to, like, distract people
There's money in race right now. Racism right now, and for large corporations that make money off of media attention, it's like gold. It's gold.
It's like I don't think they want a race war. They just want more, like,
money.
What they want. You know, they just want more confrontation.
And I got it. Even as small as this show is, and probably not very important, I have to ask myself, what are you doing? Why are you going out and asking these guys these questions? And I'm sure there's a part of me, no matter how good I want to be, that I'm stirred kind of up eating, a little too crazy. Yeah, because there's excitement.
Of course, and humans are naturally crowd animals that, I hate to use this word like this, but like the common ideas that they can flare up and talk about, you know.
Exactly. Kid Rock is just wrapping up his show at the Xfinity Theater now, and we're hearing that he left the usual Confederate flag that you saw there out of his show tonight and replaced it with the American flag.
As you look around the parking lot here at the Kid Rock concert, there are a lot of police officers that you can see on bicycles milling around, checking on things, but there's also a contingent of undercover officers that you can't see. They're going around looking for drugs and underage drinkers.
We'll have a full contingent of traffic officers out there. Our vice and narcotics guys will be there. We'll also be doing a DUI rover as well.
When Obama was elected, a lot of people thought, okay, now we're turning the corner. Things are starting to get better. We've elected an African-American man, and it just keeps going and going. Why do you think?
The topic is racism.
Did anyone want to answer that one?
You want to answer? I'll answer it. Okay.
Yeah, say your name first.
Shamu Blunt. basically, the reason why I think African-American people, different minorities chose Obama is because he's the second black president, actually. We had a first black president. He was on the $2 bill, actually, if you can find it. And it's not really about...
What was his name? I
forgot his name. I wish I remembered his name, but... If you check it out, you know, do your research.
Not John Henry.
He was a free slave, actually.
Yeah.
But he actually ran for, I think it was one term, actually. It's not really about skin tone. You see, I think that's the problem. That's the big problem that we have. It's all about skin tone. And he's black, he's white, you know. It's really not about that. You got to understand that America is, I call it self-ignorant. Why? Because America's built for Americans, number one. Americans are not black. You understand? Americans are colonialized Europeans, which actually made their own land for them.
Check. You're the artist, man. I didn't get to finish up with you because you had a customer.
That's all right. Well, you can check my music out on SoundCloud. It's called Weird Billionaires. We just dropped the album.
Rare Billionaires?
Weird Billionaires. We just dropped the album. It's called The Garden of Eden. We're coming out with some other new tracks, but you could definitely stay in tune. Check it out. It's mostly positive music.
I'll look it up, man.
All right, thanks,
all right, man. What's your message of peace and love, man?
My message, put aside the ignorance. And ignorance is of self, basically, like, his skin tone is different than mine, so he won't understand. We all understand. We all go through a certain point in life where we feel crazy or we feel as if we're different or basically nobody can understand us. We all go through it. That's why a lot of people put on that fake emotion, because we're not really comfortable with ourselves. Nobody is. And if a person says comfortable with himself, he's lying, because there's so much negativity in this world that disrupts a person from really understanding himself. I'm only 22. I have a long way to go, but as like I'm saying, when you get older, you start to find self. That's where self really comes in, because the age of 18 to 22 to 37 to 45 is basically where a person in their lifespan is figuring out what they got to do. By age 30, they should already have themselves in that environment where they see themselves beneficial and where they can prosper. But after that, it's more of, okay, I've succeeded where my limits were so-called, how can I put it? Well, yeah, basically where your limits stop, but actually your limits never stop. You know, you keep growing. That's where you find self. It's constant growth. Nobody's actually an adult. If you make mistakes, you are not an adult. Adult is a full, mature, grown person who understands right and wrong. And still, we make negative and positive decisions. That's why, because we're still in that baby aspect of growth. And once we understand that we're all in this world together and not one person by himself. For example, you can look at an ant and you can say, okay, it's one little guy. He's not going to be able to lift up.
Look what they can all do.
Once they come together, what can they do? They move. They understand each other. And basically, they go by a scent that they let off. That's why each ant is able to follow in the direction.
Pheromone.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
See?
I'll let you go, man, because I got to get a few more people on here.
All right.
Thanks for your time, man.
Have a blessed day.
And I've voted for him twice, and I don't agree with everything he's done, but like I felt like, oh, maybe we're turning a corner and things are gonna like get better, and we're really gonna be in some kind of progressive.
I think
world.
When you rely on somebody for change, then
yeah, you can't.
You're not gonna.
You
get
can
it.
Only do so much.
Let
anyway.
Me tell you something right now. The presidents are just figureheads, so we can have someone to put to throw all the blame on. It's human nature that when things go wrong, we all want to find a person. To hold as a scapegoat. Imagine if 9/11 happened and we had no idea who the hell it is. It would cause straight up pandemonium. So we need to have people to blame, all right? When things go wrong in society, economic-wise or whatever, we need people to blame, and that's the job of the president.
Yeah.
He is the one that we need to blame. He's just the figurehead.
They don't need to. I mean, presidents are cool, but we just kind of like adorn around him as like a king because it makes us feel better about where we stand in society.
Were you happy when Obama was elected? Did it mean anything?
As a black man, it really didn't mean anything to me because
I thought it was cool. I thought it was like
honestly,
it was. I thought it was different.
I was happy.
I thought it was different, but I didn't really expect much from.
Yeah, it's like yeah. It was his shtick. Like it was like that's what he was doing.
But
that was the way he marketed himself.
When that kid shot those people last week, I was mad. Like. You dumbass, you know, then I feel like it reflects.
My opinion is, at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, he's probably a good family man, whatever. He's probably a good man. He probably is.
No.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
All I'm saying, I said probably. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, he's more of a what do you expect from a politician? At
the end of the day. Obama.
You said no. You don't know about the kid.
About the guy who killed
him. No, I'm talking about Obama. I know you could be a good family man, whatever. What do you expect from a politician?
Politicians are people.
Corporations are people, my friend. We can raise taxes on. Of course they are. Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people.
They're not like
well,
gods.
At the end of the day, they are like people, but at the end of the day, they still follow the whole political system they were taught.
I think they go in there thinking that they're going to change stuff. Then they realize that they don't individually have any power, and that there's more money in just playing the game.
We're talking about black, white, but what about African Americans and Hispanic people? Is there racism there too?
No, not really.
Yeah, I mean,
there is
racism everywhere. It's just that the ones with the what's going on between the black and white brings in more money. That just happens to be it. It's all about money. It's all about money and what can bring viewers in, and that's what the media loves.
I wouldn't say the media, because
you're media. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and I'm pretty sure you don't want that. You don't want. You know, you seem like a good, decent human being. I know you don't want to see two guys of different races just going around killing, verbally assaulting each other, you know, physically and whatnot.
I bet you, if you were to look at numbers of white people getting shot by cops and black people getting shot by cops, it hasn't spiked. I'm not saying that black people aren't shot more than white people proportionally, but I bet you that the amount of black people that are getting shot are probably the same as it always has been. There's just more attention on it, and it seems that way. You know?
I would say, why is like the situation in Chicago is not getting that much attention yet? Because like, yes, but there's a lot of crap. There's a massacre going on in Chicago. There's a whole big war going on out there all of a sudden, and it still hasn't got any media attention or whatsoever. You're talking about Black Lives Matter by some crazy-ass white kid, whether he's racist or mental ill, whatever the case may be, is getting more attention than what's going on in Chicago. I'm not yet see this on CNN or whatever, but all this like talking about this one kid with a bad haircut, or the pool party incident. The pool party incident is more like, and in hindsight view, it was a bunch of kids that wasn't invited jumping over the fence. I'm sorry, I had to curse, but jumping over the fence And then maybe this cop was just doing his job that he was called in. There was a black family that said these kids were jumping over the fence. But no one's not talking about that.
On your face! Get your ass is down on the ground.
American.
I love situations. I love certain issues.
Somewhere out there on the radio listening right now, there's someone who's thinking, I don't really like black people either. What do you say to that person?
What I say, you know, I mean, more power to you is if a black man does something to you, pat yourself on the back. That's what I say to them. Is and keep it moving.
Yeah,
you
know what
I'm, if you hate black people that much, you might as well just go ahead and kill yourself.
I don't know what I was looking for in that answer. I guess I'm trying to find a bridge, man. I'm really not trying to stir it up. I hope for hope for love.
If you hurt me, understand this right. Say that man right here, right? He can't see.
A blind man just walked past you guys.
He can't see. But he had nothing but hate in his heart. It's not just he hate black people. He hate himself. All right?
For his situation.
For his well-being. That's what I say. His whole well-being is, I can't stand. What you can't stand? You never talked to that man. You don't even know that man. You never talked to that woman. You never talked to that woman. So why you can't stand that? Because my color is beautiful. We got so many different shades. But it's cancer to you. But to us, it's just right. Put it like, I'm gonna say it like this way. I prefer a white woman over a black woman. Why? Because I've been in so many predicaments, right? With black women that I choose not to go through. White women, I gotta have 100 different girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? Because I let it be known what I want. And they are there to get to me what I want. But I prefer not to mess with New York women. I couldn't see myself looking at a woman that walked like a man. I love my black woman, but I won't mess with her. I don't want to sleep with her no more. I'm done with her. As far as that
you goes. Had a bad experience or two.
First girl I had was a white girl, red, fucking Irish. I'm not 100% black, so you know what? I got Irish, Italian, and Indian, and black. So I'm multicultural. It is what it is. I don't like to flex my bones. I like to get around. All right?
And I'm told that the odds are, too, that I have African-American blood in me.
Maybe true. All right. I mean, I can say some things about that, but it's not made that be too much.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, put it like this, man. You got black, you have black, all right?
I'm going to have to beep that. What's your message of peace and love to everybody, man, regardless of what color they are? It's all a bunch of crap, isn't it? Color, we're just people.
True. By stereotyping yourself and stereotyping others, you know, like they got foreigners that come over here. First thing they want to do is run into a female that's other than their own race, right? I look at them, I laugh. Oh, look at her, she want to be white so goddamn bad. Like Spanish people, they want to be white. But I would never touch one of them. I never did like them. So it's like, why? I don't step in them. So I don't approach them. I don't want them approaching me. But do I get mad about that? No, I don't get mad about it. What I say is, excuse me, miss, you have a nice day and keep them moving. That's it. Do I want to hurt them? Hell no, I don't want to. I just don't want them around me. So that means I don't want you around me.
You don't want Spanish people around?
I don't like Spanish women around me at all.
What do they do now?
I don't know. I don't see nothing in them. I see an empty shell. So I don't. There is nothing at all. I say nothing. That means nothing. That make me approach a Spanish woman. Don't care who it is or what she is, how bad she is. That's good for her. But myself, I could never go through that instead of talking with you. Man,
I appreciate your time, man. Anything you want to say? Anything you didn't say that you want to get out there?
Stop stereotyping other people, because you don't know nothing. Leave one up alone. When you want to learn something, ask somebody something. So that way right there, you know, you're taking half of the step of getting where you need to be at in life. You have a blessed day, bro.
You too, man.
I'm a mixed race. I'm half black, half Hispanic. I understand the mindset of, like, racial tension and everything else, but it seems like they use... It seems like the race card is more of an easy, like, wild card to throw in, and then people feed off it. It's like, it's race baiting.
And then they need to blame somebody.
Well, everybody wants to blame somebody. Everybody, if you're gonna blame somebody, then blame the actual crime of the situation, not just that they use it as a race baiting system to rally up a bunch of people.
And I'm doing it in a way, coming to you guys, because I'm probably in the back of my mind thinking somebody's going to freak out and it's going to make great radio.
Oh, everybody.
I don't want to be that guy, but...
Well, everybody's going to freak out. I know you don't want to be that guy, but everybody got... Somehow, the truth has come out. I'll admit this. Like, if you're not rational enough or reasonable enough to overlook the situation, and if you're just gonna race bait and sit there and rile up without even jumping, like a lot of people between all the riots, Ferguson, the Baltimore, the riots in Baltimore, and then everything else happened between the Trayvon Martin thing, if you're not, people don't look into the actual things of the evidence of the situation. They don't. They want to sit there and rile up the media. And now they go down there and they interview families or whatever just to, like, to rile these people up. Now they're all mad about it. Now they want to burn down crap. They want to burn down crap.
Are you hopeful for the future?
As far as my life is concerned, my personal life, I'm hopeful for my personal life.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners, man?
I'll miss my message of peace. To persevere, you know, have willpower, you know. Try to exist even in the worst environments, you know, because willpower is what changes everything.
My message of peace is basically I would rather everybody to be rational, not just worry about the future, but build a better future, create a better future. And I will say this, you can edit this out, stop your you can edit that one out. Instead of race baiting or uncle Tomming people or whatever it is you're doing to feed into it, don't feed into it. Don't think what other people think. And think for yourself. See the actual evidence and then go with it and then try to be an individual and use original thought. And then maybe, just maybe, if that happens, we will probably have a better future.
Okay, you got this guy over here. And thank you guys for those words.
What's the question?
We're talking about Charleston last week and the shootings, man.
Oh, okay.
Well, how did you feel when you heard that news? Or was it just like, oh, here's another shooting?
It's a complex issue. First and foremost, I'm very much anti-gun. I don't think civilians should have guns, period. I don't care about what the Constitution says or whatever. Things change, times change. No civilians should have guns. Yeah, I've heard the whole argument.
Are you from Europe?
Australia. No one has guns. I mean, you can, but it's very difficult. It's a long process to get a license and whatever.
Do people in Australia talk about what is going on in the United States with all the guns and the shootings? They're shooting little kids in school and...
I mean, people know that it doesn't happen on a daily basis. You know, people aren't that naive. But I mean, it still happens way more frequently than it does in Canada or anywhere in Europe.
Do you have racism with the indigenous people in Australia?
Ah, yeah. So getting to the race issue, what can I say? Yeah, you know, racism's a problem there. It's a problem here. The black community doesn't really have any real role models that are setting a positive example.
Our only role model is a race baiter, Al Sharpton.
Yeah, pretty much. I like hip-hop, but unfortunately most rap artists these days, they're so shallow with their lyrics, not saying anything productive or intelligent, you know? They need to be some better musicians, saying something positive and inspiring. Athletes need to conduct themselves a little better, you know?
Do you like America?
I like specific cities in America. I like New York, Los Angeles, Miami, specific cities.
Have you experienced the other parts of the country?
I haven't been to, say, Kansas or the Midwest, but I've met people from there, so I have a good idea, a good understanding of how things are, yeah.
I'm from rural Iowa, so I guess, and I've lived all over the place, and you guys know, No matter where you are, there's assholes and there's cool people.
There's a horrible stereotype that everyone from your areas are like racist or they're
not really true.
I know, because I've been there and they're some of the best people that I've ever met. Like, I'm
in Iowa?
Yeah,
in Iowa. I've never been to Iowa, but I met some people in Iowa.
There's some truth to that. It's the same thing in Australia.
I don't know. I mean, he's been there. I've never been there, but I'm not going to even say it's racist. I heard stories. But it's the same stories you hear about, like, down south, Mississippi.
And it's sad for the cool people in South Carolina.
Yeah, exactly.
Cause they're probably like, this sucks.
I know. It's actually funny because I've actually been there, and most of the people that I were around were, you know, like, they were white people, you know what I mean? They were, like, some of the coolest people that, like, most of them were, like, aspiring to be, like, rappers and stuff.
I think there's a difference between prejudice and racism, because everybody, in the end of the day, will say some racist stuff, racist whatever. And they do the comedy, do this form or whatever. Someone who's prejudiced, anybody that's prejudiced, in my opinion, is always with some sort of agenda. I'm not saying this kid basically was psychotic and probably had a prejudiced agenda.
So man, I don't want to be a downer now, and you guys have joined in too. There's all kinds of people standing here. I was going to say we were shocked last week to hear about the shootings in Charleston, it's not even the word anymore because this stuff has happened like over and over again. What did you think when you heard?
Well, I actually wrote a composition that captured that same feeling, that same emotion, that same disappointment, and that same hurt. If you would like, I will share it with you.
Go ahead.
You have to excuse me. The views expressed, you know, at the time I was a little younger, so maybe I'm a little more mature. Maybe I see things differently. Maybe I don't.
Why
would I sacrifice my life for the price? Why my family calling vice living in strife, man? Why won't I die for the cause? We see straight through the fake tissues, man. Somebody playing 9/11. God is my witness. The people never deny none of the action, but they deny 9/11 right after it happened. So wait. It's what a web we weave when Cheney, Dub, and 8 set out to deceive. Oh, can't you see? It's coming World War III. Them dead soldiers' family grief is not make-believe. The media sound bites and feeds. IRS collect my taxes, but they don't ask me. So this is imperialism, not democracy. Patriots turn fanatics living in fantasy. This fallacious facade is hypocrisy. I won't compromise myself so you can comprehend. My complexion is complex. It's my compendium. America the great, now we hurting. Cheney sold our souls for trillions in a deal with Halliburton. The FBI stare at my functions. What I'm discussing, my mic sound nice. It's a weapon of mass destruction. I'm trying to feed my family, man, but they try and kill us and hide up in the bushes with my silverback gorillas. Study the Bible, the Torah, the Injil, and the Quran. We say a prayer for Saddam before Katrina dropped the bomb. Damn. Why does everyone need a gun? And what do you have to prove? Or do they give us guns because they want us all to lose?
It's really good stuff, man. Do you have a stage for that, or is this it?
I'm trying to find a way to network myself.
It's not easy, is it?
As an artist, I truly stick to, like, the purism. I go to, like, places where there's, like, underground minds coming together. I don't care what level of success there are. I've been, you know...
How old are you?
Me, I'm 36 years old. You know,
Have you ever... You know, I feel weird. I gotta tell you. And yeah, I heard you talking about sound bites and all of that. And I don't know if I'm part of the problem. If I'm just looking for some excitement on the radio, trying to get people
to talk.
Like going out and asking an African American man about racism. I don't know what my motive is exactly.
Racism. All right. You want an African American man if you're racist? Excuse me. What is your ethnicity, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm black.
Black?
Yeah.
You?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, you.
Why you wanna know?
This is a friend of mine, and he has a radio station out in Jersey, and he's doing interviews.
Yeah.
And the entire show is geared to get people to talk. Right now, they just had, you know, the shooting last week in Charleston. That's kind of shocked the nation. Yeah. So, basically, the question that we're asking right now is he wanted a black man's view on racism. However, our community is so diverse. There's more than just black men. There's black women. There's Latino women. You know, there's Jamaican men. There's Haitian men. Each of our own views would be based on our experiences.
I want her to speak a little bit.
Just to answer your question, I'm mixed.
And I feel like it goes beyond that because, yeah, all your values come from home, but your parents are the ones who raised you. And if they're sort of a messed up predicament, how are they supposed to make you better when everything's messed up? So I think it goes beyond that to the system where everything, some things are corrupt, things are not being fair because there's like a lot of humans and not everyone gets recognized. But I feel like it goes into that because the system is really messing up everything and everybody. People who thought they had a chance figure like they don't have a chance, they lose hope. They just put in situations where it's just like, wow. And you see everybody else around you, they feel like they have more than you. So some people internalize that and that's what they bring up inside and that's what they put forward and that's how it goes on to their kids and that's why it's continuing the cycle.
Talk about the shooting a little bit, you guys. I want to stay focused on this. What did you feel when you heard that news? Were you surprised or not surprised that something like that would happen?
I mean, I'm not surprised. They put a lot of things in the media to help stray away from focus other ways. And they put a lot of things on the media that isn't true just to make you, like, propaganda to spread wrong things or to cover up something else. Because I actually have a few friends who are in the military. There was another shooting that happened at a military base with the kids. I forgot where it was. I think it was in Kansas, something like that. But that wasn't even supposed to happen. It was a military drill, and they had covered up with that. And all the military people who are inside know what's going on, and people from the outside don't have a clue what's going on. They're just putting forth propaganda so they can keep their stuff hidden.
Capitalism is the capital of imperialism.
Do you want a socialist
and
country?
Materialism. That's what capitalism is. A socialist country would mean a community. Communism? Communism. We contained communism only because it was perfect. Everybody was earning the same income. But they didn't understand the concept right. Or they didn't express the concept right. They wrote it in their own way. The concept was supposed to be with every degree every person has, they earn the same money as they advance up in degrees, in knowledge. It's not to learn and teach homework for the students to bug the fuck out and then hear their family come out of jail talking about the police, the government, they don't do shit for us, and then it ruins our young people's mind because they wake up to this every day. Hearing it on the news, how would it change? How would it change? Shutting down everything.
Revolution.
A revolution, a drastic change. And I'm not talking about a hippie crisis where a bunch of homeless people gather together to change or to ask for change, rather more, but instead be actual and realistic about it. No violence. There should be no violence. Somebody wants to fight, let them fight and let them get arrested. No crowds. You sit down. The same way Martin Luther King was able to do it with millions of people marching. Let freedom reign. Let freedom reign.
What about President Obama?
If we have to get arrested, if there is people that prove that they are tough, I'm not saying go against the government. I'm not saying start a war. I'm saying we are the generation of technology. We have cameras. Everybody has a camera phone. You're able to record this in seconds, in minutes. Live stream. Introduce that to the future. Show them what we've been through. Our elders been through it in the past too. We are only 50 years away from slavery. 50 years. That means my grandfather lived through slavery. Or most likely didn't just live through slavery, but witness his parents. I'm talking about my grandparents now. Witness their parents go through domestication, hard labor, no pay. We're doing the same thing. We're not getting paid. I'm a homeless person. I ask for change. All I see is tourists. All there is tourism. All they can do is smile and laugh and ignore you when you ask for change. Or even shake their head, or just wave their hand at you like you're a piece of trash, like you ain't shit to them. Why? Because they have it all. But shut down the whole system, and I guarantee you, it's gonna be war. It's gonna be a war. World War III is soon to come. Not because the Bible predicted it, but because other countries are getting tired of America. If a war were to happen, a civil war, President Obama cannot leave presidency because there is no such thing as electing a president during war. So he will get his third term. This will change the whole world. Because we're not talking about muskets now and blades at the end of the sword. We're talking about EMPs, nukes. We're talking about there is a volcano in California that can take up half of the United States. That's why they're starting practice in the West Side for that certain specific reason. I heard about this. Obama didn't go into Syria or Iraq because there was intelligence about bombs being invented. No, he went in there to steal Russia's oil. Russia, their oil prices went up. Ours went down.
You told me you're homeless. What happened? Did you just drop out?
No, I was only missing 3 credits in English. I finished school.
You seem like a smart guy.
Yeah, I have a very strong conscience. I'm from New York City. I shut down the system. The system was shut down only because I changed up the stock market. It was fluctuating crazy, and people couldn't handle the truth of what I was saying. Fight clubs versus nightclubs. Petition, petition, petition. Fight clubs versus nightclubs. Versus strip clubs versus gentlemen's clubs. The rights to exploit a woman, but we have no rights to let off our anger. I feel sad for this country. They take our guns away. There's no way to fight a war against a monarchy that has everything. Things that hasn't been exposed to the public yet. Because there is Masons. There is cults out there. There are gangs. There are mobs.
What's your message of peace and love, man, to the people who understand?
This revolution needs to start really soon before 2016 ends.
I gotta go, man. What's your last word?
Knowledge doesn't stop at grade 12. Knowledge doesn't begin in college. It begins with one, with the person themselves, to have a dream, to not live in fear.
I got a feeling about your love. Who's been fooling? Crazy eyes, I've been a fooling. You see. Songs about brass.
I believe that if you're gonna ban guns, I mean, it's not the gun's fault, it's the owner's fault. So if you're gonna ban guns, that's the same way you gotta ban penises for rape. It's the same thing. It is.
Listen, let me say one thing. The whole notion that, oh, the government's gonna take over if the civilians can't arm themselves, whatever. Canada, Germany, Australia, every European country functions just fine without guns in the hands of civilians. If the government wants to take over, they're gonna kick your ass anyway with their tanks and Air Force jets, and your little pistol's not gonna have an effect anyway, so.
Don't you forget as you can be. Go, Crazy Eyes, Richie Furry song, as was pointed out on the Accu playlist, written about Graham Parsons. That's it for me, everybody. The Dusty Show is in the can. It's history. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition Center's Crossroads. I'll be filling in for Dave the Spaz, who's vacationing. Tonight I'll be filling in from 9 to midnight. The nickname, Stan, the whole TNP unfolds. Thanks again for listening. Always remember.
Imagine Homer Simpson standing in the middle of a football field made of dark matter. Now, slice Homer an infinite number of times in an infinite number of directions, and each of those slices is a separate universe. Now add time to the equation, and you have an impossible system. In other words, Homer doesn't even really exist. But what if there were a SpongeBob so small he was solid but also something like a jellyfish or a quantum bundle of foamy, loopy membranes? All of this with zero mass.
Oh, hello, friends. I'm sorry. That was my internal Brian Greene / Neil deGrasse Tyson, one of many parts of my personality, little people living in my head. My head is full of all these creatures in there. This has been brought to my attention by a recent children's movie, and I wanted to address this issue that there are in our heads, living there, parasitic cartoon creatures that came to this earth years ago, and we call them feelings and emotions and inclinations, but really they're living beings, and they're almost like suckerfish. What are the things that the British eat? They call them eels, but really there's some kind of parasitic suckerfish. What is that? Sausages? I don't know what I'm talking about. I have to consult one of the many people living in my... Are they people living in my... Yes, I think we should think of them as people, and your head as a sort of turn-of-the-century tenement house with all sorts of ethnicities and immigrants living there saying, I brought home some potatoes. Anybody can do something with this? I know how to make pancakes out of them. I can make a soup. And all the little cartoon parasites in your brain come together as memories. And that's how we operate. and you think, oh, I have a certain personality. I know this because I saw it in my horoscope. Said if you were born in a certain month, then you have all the characteristics of a jackass. Like that, I did not know that. That's interesting. You could go to a hospital with all the babies, looking at all those babies, and they all have identical personalities. You don't realize that looking at them, because they all look so different. But really inside, they're getting a lot of times in the hospital, people would be born without any cartoon characters in their head telling them what to do. And they will, the hospital will inject some in there. And some people have artificial ones. Some people have natural ones. Hey, that's fine. We are all born with what we're born with. You know what I'm saying? Some people have what they call a tabula rasa head. And there's nothing in there at all. Beautiful, clean slate people. And we can put them, but that's me blowing words into your ear. And on those words, you can't see, they're very tiny, are the seeds of those little creatures that live in there, idea people and emotion people. I blow them into your ear, and they get in there, and they grow. It's like I blew earwig eggs or something into you. When I say something, I'd say a poem. And I remember hearing, I was at a reading one time, and I went up to the poet and I said, it's just like you blew insect eggs into my ear, and they're going to grow. Your ideas, you've infected my brain. I can't unhear what I heard. So I'm going to go on and do a Help Humanity now as a way of trying to redeem myself and clean out my brain. Oh, my friends, we accumulate so much. Should we go in there and clean it out? Oh, memories, we are trapped by them often. If our brain is like a house, our memory are like things that we hoard, like old Life magazines or old National Geographics. And some of them get in the way. Some of these National Geographics will stack up so high, so I no longer can get into my closet where I have fresh towels. I'm now forced to dry myself with issues of National Geographic. The irony being, well, it's not ironic. They're just plastic coated. Does that mean does irony mean coated with plastic? I think it might. Irony means that it's a wrinkly, sort of a wrinkly material. And rather than press it, you should hang it up in the bathroom and steam it out because it's not irony. Oh, my friends, I'm going to introduce you to some of these characters in my head. They all have different voices, don't they? Some of them do. You're familiar with Lou, who is my practical side.
Just get on with it.
I will.
They know enough information now. You can stop talking about that. Just move on.
Thank you. I will. He's not a dreamer like me. He wants to say, get to the point. Just ask. Why don't you just ask somebody? Say, no, I like to look around the store. Well, how do you know you're even in the right store? I don't often. And then I'll just wander out. People come up to me, really friendly people, say, are you finding everything you need? And I'll say, yes, thank you so much. I'm not. But I don't want help either. Because I like, part of it is the search. You know, could you imagine you're out on an Easter egg hunt and somebody comes up to you and says, are you finding everything? And you say, no, I'm not, but I don't, you know, do you want me to tell you where the eggs are? No, I don't. I want to be left to my own devices. And look at my devices. I have them all on a belt like I'm steampunk. This device is an egg sniffer. I put it on my nose. How about that? Oh, your imagination, Hardy. Where does it come from?
Question.
Yes. Curiosity, Hardy.
Yeah, how does imagination, how does that work?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Just go look it up.
I will look it up in a minute. I'm going to think about it for a while and make up some imaginary solutions, and then I'll look up the one that everybody agrees on. But, oh, for a while, that space of time between getting a question and having it answered, everything is possible. We know now from physics. And when I say we, I mean people that only half read articles, like myself. Or go by the headline. I like that, too. Or go by the headline of a parody news article. That's sometimes I do that, too. And then pass it off as truth. Why not? Well, there's a lot of reasons why not. I answer my own questions sometimes. Oh, my goodness. Is there right and wrong, Hardy?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Lou. See, that's what comes in handy sometimes, just have someone come up with an equivocal answer. Because I am. I'll go back and forth. I wonder. I'll overthink. You know what I'm saying? I'll say, is this the right thing to do? Is this not the right thing to do? Is this, you know, should I, you know, take that money out of that person's wallet while they're not looking? Because they're not looking and I need the money. No, that is wrong. Unless that person is you. Sometimes a person will be me. I'll start to hallucinate and I say, I think I got my hand in my own pocket. But I'm not sure. I'll have to check the ID. Oh, I recognize my Kroger card. Oh, my friends, what would you do if you lost your identity? Who are you? When stripped of all their memories and all the things that you think you are, who are you? Should we wear some sort of uniform that has scout-like patches on us that remind us of things we've done and places we've lived and all, so people can see at a glance, like we were driving a race car, who sponsors us? Let me see your jacket and the patches thereon, so I can tell what you've done in your life. I see here you've lived in Nebraska. I see over here you've gone to college and you majored in sociology. I see over here you worked at the Gap for 12 years. That's amazing. And I see over here, look at that. You took up hang gliding.